This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. We're going to begin on the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Beis, where the Mishnah had a discussion regarding someone who sanctifies the extra earnings of his wife. A woman is supposed to earn and produce the equivalency of 5 warp threads a week. Whatever she earns in excess of that, that goes to the husband, and that goes to the husband, it seems, in exchange for spending money. So in other words, a husband supports his wife, he gives her her food for the week, and in exchange of that, she gives him her earnings. The husband then gives the wife extra spending money. In exchange of that, she gives him the excess of her earnings. The Mishnah discussed the case where a husband sanctified the excess earnings of his wife. And there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Rav Meir says it's hektish. Rav Yochanan Sandler says it's chulen. Rav Meir seems to hold that it's hektish because even though perhaps the earnings have not been earned yet, nevertheless, it seems like Rav Meir holds Adam makne davar, makdish davar shaloi balaylam. So the Gemara wants to know, what does Rav Meir mean that you could be makdish the extra earnings of your wife? When is it holy? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir hamoisar, the extra earnings, Rav Meir oimer hekdish. Emas kadosh, when is it hekdish? Rav Ushmo da afni tarvayu moisar l'achar misa kadosh. The excess earnings, after the wife dies and the husband inherits it, then it's holy. Ravada bar Ava Omar, Ravada bar Ava says, Moisar Mechayim Kadosh. The excess earnings are holy Mechayim. So the Gemara is going to ask, well, what are we talking about over here? If the husband's giving her what he's obligated to give her, then he should own the excess earnings and they should be holy even in her lifetime. And if he's not giving her what he's supposed to, then he should have no ownership of the excess earnings even after she dies. The Havi Bara Papa, Papa asked on this. B'mai, what are we talking about? Ilema b'malala mazainais. If he's giving her her food and supporting her, umalala ma'akasef, and giving her her pocket change, her spending money for the week, litzracha for her needs, my time of the Manda Amar Lachar Misa Kadosh. What's the reason for the Manda Amar that it's holy after Misa? Why only after Misa? He's giving her whatever he's supposed to be giving her to be holy immediately. Vela Kishain Malala Mazonis. But if he's not feeding her, Vela Malala Ma Kasef, and he's not giving her the extra ma of money, Litzracheha, my time of the Manda Amar Mechayim Kadosh. What's the reason for the Manda Amar that it's holy Mechayim? Basically, Maman of Shach, if he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, he should be able to be makdish it while she's alive. If he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, then why would he ever be able to be makdish it? Says Gemara, lo'olam b'malala mazonisena malalam ma'kasef. You know what we're talking about? He's giving her her food, but he's not giving her the spending money, litzracheha. Now, pashut pshat, the extra spending money the guy gives her, is for her excess earnings. Therefore, Rav Shmuel Savri, Rav and Shmuel holds, takinu mezoynes tachas mas yada. They enacted, you feed her in exchange for her earnings. Uma kesef, and you give her spending money, tachas moisar, for her excess earnings. So, v'kivan doloi koyav la ma kesef, since you're not giving her their spending money, moisar didahave, the excess earnings belong to her. And therefore, it's not holy mechayim. Apparently, though, after Misa, you inherit her excess earnings, and they're holy. Ravada bar Ava savor. Ravada bar Ava holds the opposite. Tiknu mezoinois tachas moisar. They enacted you feed her in exchange for her excess earnings. Uma kesef, and you give her spending money, tachas masiyadeha, for her earnings. So in this case, you're giving her food, and the food is in exchange for her excess earnings. Since you're feeding her, the extra earnings belongs to him. Meaning there's a machlokes. What entitles a husband to the excess earnings? If it's spending money, well, he's not giving her spending money. If it's food, he's giving her food. So, Rabbi Shmuel say it's an exchange of spending money. Well, you're not giving it to her, so you can't be makdish the moisar. Rav Adi Bar Ava says it's an exchange for food. You're feeding her, so you could be makdish the moisar. Now, what's the
svara? If it was mishum eva, why a husband gets maisya deha? How does it make sense according to Rav Adi Bar Ava that?
According to Rav Adi Bar Ava, you're giving her mezainos in exchange for.
Chachamim made mezainos, gave mezainos, enacted ma'aseh dayin because mishum eva, because he gives her mezainos. But what eva is there for the excess?
Again, even.
I'm saying, Stam, what's the svara?
First of all, that's not a definitive fact. There are two ways of looking at it. The Gemara brought two tzadim. One side is takinula mezoinei ikar and masiyah de mishum eva. That's one side. The Gemara had another side. Another side is they just gave the husband her masiyah dayim. In exchange of that, he has to support her. So the Gemara said two possibilities on Nun Chesam and Beis. So both of these possibilities, the Chayra work out in the excess. Either the Pshat is the Chacham or Masakein, that you have to give her spending money, and in Mipnei Eva, you get her. In other words, both Svaras, I think, work in it. Why wouldn't both positions work even according to Rav Adi Bar Ava? Gemara says, "But my kumiflugi, what is this machlokes dependent on?" Mar savar midi deshchiach mimidi deshchiach. Rav and Shmuel hold that they exchanged something which is common for something which is common. Food, handiwork is common. Feeding a wife is common. So in exchange for her masiya daim, which is shchiach, she gets mezoinos, which is shchiach. However, Umar Savar, Rav Adi Bar Ava holds, midi de kayetz, mi midi de kayetz. They exchange something which is set, namely, the handiwork of a wife is set. She has to make five sela of a warp thread a week. That's a set amount. So in exchange of that, she gets a ma kesef, which is a set amount. So in other words, do we say that the mezoinos is an exchange for the masiyah dayim because they're both common? Or do we say the mezoinos, the ma kesef is an exchange for the masiyah dayim because they're both kayets, they're both set? Okay. Meisve, I ask you a question. Tiknu mezoinos. Tachas masiya deha, they're misakin. You give her food in lieu of her masiya dayim. That's like Rav and Shmuel says. No, ema tachas moisim masiya deha. They're misakin food in exchange for her excess work. Like Rav Adi Bar Ava, Tashma, come in here. Im inoy noisin la ma kesef litzracheha. If you don't give her extra spending money, masiyah deha shala, she gets the handiwork. There's a raya to Rav Adi Bar Ava that the ma kesef, the spending money you give her, is in exchange for masiyah dayim. Says the Gemara, no, ema moisar masiyah yadeha shala. Say the excess masiyah yadayim belong to her. Say the excess masiya dayim belong to her. You're making a mistake. It's not the spending money is for her masiya dayim. Like that's what Rav Adi Bar Ava said. Rav Adi Bar Ava said that the spending money, which is set, is for the masiya dayim, which is set. No, the in exchange for the spending money, you get her moiser mas yadayim. Says Gemara, what do you mean? V'ha'alak tani, but we learned on this braisa. Mahi oisa, what does she earn? Mishkal chamesh slaim, shasi bi'Yehuda. 5 sela of warp thread in Yehuda. That means clearly the ma kesef is for the masi yadayim, because it's spelling out the masi yadayim is 5 sela worth. Says Gemara, no, this is what it means. Hachi kamar. Not that the ma kesef is for the masi yadayim, but how do we determine what's excess of the masi yadayim? How do we determine what the excess masi yadayim is? Well, we have to first know how much is he required to work, and then we can know whatever, determine what's excess of that. So the Gemara says, Hachi kamar, masi yadeha kama have, what are the masi yadayim? Delay da moisar, in order to know what the excess is. Moisar dida kama, to know how much the excess is. Mishkal chamesh slaim shasi bi'Yehuda, a weight of 5 sela of shasi in Yehuda, shehin eser slaim begalil, which is 10 sela in the Galil. Okay. Now, how do we paskin? Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan HaSalner. Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan HaSalner. Okay, you got that? Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan HaSalner, that a husband cannot be makdish the moiser masi yadayim. Now, we're talking here about where he's supplying her mezainos, but he didn't give her the excess. And since he didn't give her the ma kesef, she gets the moisar. I ultimately, once she dies, he's going to inherit it. But right now, he can't be makdish something that's not in his rishus. That's the rationale of Rabbi Yochanan HaSalner. Ein adam makdish davar shalah ba'la'ilam. And that's what Shmuel is saying the halacha is. Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan HaSalner. Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan HaSalner. Says Gemara, mi amar Shmuel hachi? Did Shmuel say the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan HaSalner? Then ein adam makdish davar shalah ba'la'ilam. But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, koinam sha'ani oisa l'picha. If a woman says, I ask her with a koinam, what I am working to your mouth that you can't get hana for what I produce. Now a koinam is similar to hektish, but hektish, you ask her to the whole world. Koinam is you only ask her to that person. You say, what I'm going to make will be usher to you, should be to you like hektish. So the Tanakama holds, Einoi tzarech lahafer. The husband does not have to annul it, because it's not a valid neder. Because how could you be makdish your handiwork? I own your handiwork. There were mesakein, that I get your handiwork in lieu of my mezainos. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Yafer. Rabbi Kiva says you should be mefer. Why? Shema ta'adif alav yasem in haroilai. Because maybe she will produce more than that's fitting for him. More than the 5 sela. And that does not belong to him. And she could be makdish that. So the Tanakama holds that you don't have to be mefer the nedarim, the neder, because she has no right to aser him on his handiwork, on her handiwork. Rabbi Kiva says you should be mefer because she might produce more than she's required to, and that she could aser on him. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri amar yafer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says you could be mefer it. You should be mefer it. Why? Not because she might produce more than she's required to, but he might divorce her, and at that point, her handiwork is usher to him. And if she made an eder, he'll never be able to take her back, because right now they're married, and right now she cannot usher her handiwork on him, because it belongs to him. But what's going to happen if he divorces her? Then the kainum will be chal. And then he'll never be able to remarry her, because if he's going to marry her, he's going to end up being in a situation where he can't get any hana from her masiyadayim.
But that's only if it had a starting point to start off with. If it never took off, why would we be concerned?
Again, right now it's not usher to him, right? It's ineffective. So why should you be made for it? Because we're afraid it might become effective ultimately. Now, and then you won't be able to take her back. Now that sure sounds like her kainam, which right now she can assert her handiwork on him, but it's effective because of some kind of future possibility. So if Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that clearly indicates he holds that she could be makdish something that's not in the world. Right now, she can't answer her handiwork. But when she gets divorced, she would be in a position to answer the handiwork. That's the reason the Baal should be mefer. So the Gemara says that, V'amar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Shmuel said halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that you could be makdish something shaloi bala oilam. So we see that when he divorces her, the neder is chal. Rashi says, Alma adam makdish davar shalaba la'olam, because he didn't divorce her yet. Says the Gemara, Ki amar Shmuel, halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. You know what Shmuel meant when he said halach is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Leha adafa. He agrees that the husband should be mefer, but not because he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's halacha, but not with his reason. He agrees the Baal should be made for the neder, but not because of the possibility that he might divorce her, but because of the possibility that Rabbi Akiva said that she might earn more than she's required to. So Gemara says, really? That's what Shmuel meant? So then he should have said, V'leim halachik Rabbi Yochanan Nuri lahadafa. Then he should have been clear and said, halachik like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, but only because of the extra amount that she might earn. Inami or ain halacha ketanakama. He should have said the halacha is not like the Tanakama. Tanakama holds that you don't need to be mefer. So Shmuel should say the halacha is not like the Tanakama. But why would he positively say the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri unless he holds adam makdish davar shalba loylam? Inami, he should say halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. So the fact that he says the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that indicates that he holds that Adam makdish davar shaloi bala'olam. So how could Shmuel say the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Asandlar, that you can't be makdish the moisar of her earnings? Says Gemara, the case that we're talking about here of kainam is different than the case in the Mishnah where you're makdish. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, kainam is ka'amrit. Rav Yosef said, you're going to compare hektish to kainam. Shani kainam is. Kainam is different. Why? Mitoich sha'adam oyser peros chaveroi alav. Since a person could aser his friend's fruits upon him, adam makdish davar shaloi bala'ilam. A person could be makdish something that's not in the world. You know, kainam is different than hektish. Hektish is where you render something the property of hektish, and now everyone in the world is usher to it. Kainam is when you limit and you say that my fruits are kainam to so-and-so. So it's not hektish to everyone. It's limited hektish, only to a specific person. So Rabbi Yosef said, you can't compare kainam to hektish. In the Mishnah, maybe the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, that ein adam makna davar shalai bala oilam, you can't be makdish the produce, the handiwork of your wife, which was not produced yet. Ein adam makdish davar shalai bala oilam. But here, kainam, a woman could say, right now, I offer my handiwork to you. Even though right now, she's not divorced. And right now he owns it. But she's offering it for a time that is loy bal oilam, that didn't happen yet. And koinam is more effective than hektish. Why? And that's because when it comes to hektish, I can't be makdish your fruits, but by koinam, I could say your fruits are koinam to me. I can't be makdish your fruits, but I could say your fruits are koinam to me. So we see koinam has greater efficacy than hektish. I can't be makdish your fruits, but I could say a koinam on your fruits. So the same way I could say a koinam on your fruits, I could be makdish, I could do koinam on davar shaloi bala oilam. Amrlei Abaye, Abaye said, no, that's not a proof at all. Bishlam adam oisa preschaber alav. I could aser your fruits on me. Shekein adam oiser pe roisav al chaveroi. You know I could aser your fruits on me because I could aser my fruits on you. The reason I could say your fruits are a koinam to me is because I could say my fruits are a koinam to you. So the reason why koinam, a koinam might be more effective than hektish, because I could do koinam on your fruits, but that's only because I could aser my fruits to you. Since I could do a koinam on my fruits to you, I could do a koinam on your fruits to me. Meaning, don't prove that koinam is more effective than hektish, just because a person can answer peros chaveroi alav, and even though a person can't be makdish peros chaveroi, because the reason why I could be koinam your fruits on me is because I could do a koinam of my fruits on you. However, how could I can't aser something that didn't come into the world on my friend. I can't aser the fruits of my friend on my friend. The fact that I could aser your fruits on me is because I could aser my fruits on you. But how could I aser something that didn't come into the world yet? I can't aser davar shalo b'olam al chaveroi, because I can't even aser your fruits on chaveroi. I can't say your fruits are aser to Reuven. I can aser your fruits to me because I can aser my fruits to you. But I can't say davar shalo b'olam is aser to my friend because I can't aser my friend's produce to my friend. So that's a very poor analogy. Ela Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna said the name Rav Yeshua. Really, the Mishnah is correct. Rav Yochanan ben Broika holds. Rav Yochanan Sandler holds. Ein adam makdish davar shalo b'olam. So then why over here does Rav Yochanan Sandler hold? Why over here does Shmuel say, koinam shani oisa l'picha? Here it's different because it's not loy bala oilam. Ela amar Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yeshua, ba'imeres yikadshu yaday l'oiseyam. The woman is saying that I sanctify my hands to the one who created my hands. So I'm not makdish davar shalo bala oilam because my hands are bala oilam. Di yaday misnehu b'oilam. My hands are in the world. V'chi, says the Gemara, v'chi ka'amra hachi mi makadesh? And if she says that, is it hektish? Hamishabdalei. But her hands are meshubed to the husband. So what do you mean? It's because it's like she's saying, Yikadshu yadei la'iseyam. But her hands are meshubet to the husband. Says the Gemara, the amrit lichi megarsha. What she's saying is that they should be hektish la'iseyam when I'm divorced. Says, well, that doesn't make any sense. How could there be something, umi, komidis, or anything? Right now it's not kadosh, so kameh kadosh, and later on it becomes kadosh? Rashi says, right now she has no rishus, so how could she, on those yadayim, how could she activate a process to take place later on something she doesn't have ownership on now? Says Gemara, why not? Amar Rav Eloi, Allah Maloi, why not? Ilu ha'imar l'chaveroi, sada zu shani moicha l'cha. If somebody would say to their friend, this field that I'm selling to you, l'kishe eka chenamimcha, when I buy it back from you, tikdash, it should be holy. Miloi kacha, isn't it holy? Why can't I say to you, you know, I'm selling you my field, this field that I own, I'm makdash it for when I buy it back from you. I'm selling it to you now, but I'm makdash it for when I buy it back for you. So too, the woman should be able to say, I'm sanctifying my hands for when we're divorced. The Gemara says that's a very poor analogy. This was a point Mike made before. A guy who says, right now I own the field, so I'm sanctifying it, I'm selling it to you now, and I'm sanctifying it for when I buy it back from you. But right now I'm the owner, so I could set into motion a process that I could do now. Now I'm the owner. I'm makdish it for later after I buy it back from you. But that's effective because right now I could set it into motion. Says the Gemara. Maskefla Rabbi Yirmiyah. Mi dami, is it similar? Hasam biyada akdisha. By the field, it's in his possession to be makdish it. But right now, she's married. She can't say, when we're divorced, I'm makdish my hands. Because right now she's married. She doesn't have the ability to divorce herself. You know what it's similar to? Someone who says to his friend, you know the field I sold to you? When I buy it back, it should be hektish. That's not hektish, because he doesn't have the ability to makdish it now. This is similar to someone who says to his friend, this field that I sold to you, when I buy it from you, tikdash, it should be holy. The halacha is dulei kitsha. It's not holy. So therefore, don't say this answer of Huna Breid Rabbi Yeshua, that the reason you want to say, really, Rabbi Yochanan Sandor is correct. You can't be makdish meisar masi adayim because it's davar shalaba la'olam. Why could a woman say, kainam shani oisa l'picha? No, that's different. Because there it's be'oimeres yikadshu yaday la'oiseyem. But right now she's married and she has no right to do that. So she can't say, we're going to set it into motion for when I get divorced. L'chi megarsha doesn't make any sense, because right now she can't be makdishit. So we're sort of left with the question. We're left with the question of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we'll continue Bezos Hashem tomorrow. Daf lech lecha amen beis. Okay? Have a good night, everyone. Shkayach. Kal tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.